Section 1.7. The time is near. Did you happen to read the verse in the heading, at the beginning of the chapter? It's the third verse, in the first chapter, in the book of Revelation. It was written by the Apostle John. He is quoting the words spoken directly by Jesus himself. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear, the words of the prophecy, and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near. Take a moment and read the verse. What does it speak to you? This verse forms the basis for the entire premise of this book. Once the meaning of the words of Revelation were unveiled, we would know the time of the end of the age would be close. Take note of the underlined words in bold font. They are the main Greek words from the original scripture. The other lesser words are there too. What we are going to do now is define each bold word using the Thayer Smith Bible Dictionary. What this will do is bring out the true meaning of each of the original Greek words as contained within the Bible. I think you will be amazed at how intelligent and brilliant the words of the Bible truly are. Let's begin. The Greek word for blessed is makarios. It means blessed or happy. The definition of the word blessed means having a sacred nature, the result of being connected with God. The reason a person is happy in this case is due to their having a connection with God. So, what is the reason for their happiness? We discover the answer in the rest of the verse. Those who read and hear the words of prophecy, and heed what the prophecy is telling them, are the blessed and happy people. The word for reads is anagnosko, and means to know accurately. This eliminates the idea of quickly skimming a passage and considering it read. The words of the book of Revelation can hardly be skimmed. The word for reads goes far beyond mere browsing. Have you ever read something and afterwards asked yourself, "What did I just read?" At that particular moment, you find you can hardly recall much of what you just looked over. That's not what the Bible is saying. Disassembling the verse in the manner we do it here obviously counts for what the God requires. The next word we see is those. In the original language, it's the Greek word ho. It is an article meaning this, that, these, etc. The word for here is akouho. It means to attend to comprehend, to understand. This word goes beyond just the reading of the text. By using the word here, Jesus is telling us the deeper meaning of the words we read is to be understood. We must make effort to comprehend what those words say to us, as well as what they mean. Casual study does not meet the requirement of grasping the connotation of a particular passage. The term for words is logos. It means the sayings of God. The entire Bible is deemed to be the very sayings of God himself. Yes, we know the word of God was recorded by men. But it was recorded under the direction and influence of the Holy Spirit. That's why I hold firmly to the idea, the word of God is without error. In all my years of study, I have not found anything inconsistent about God's word. In fact, the more I've studied it, the more I am convinced it's the real thing. The next word is prophecy. The Greek word is prophetia. It means a discourse emanating from divine inspiration and declaring the purposes of God. I cannot myself come up with a better definition for this word. The meaning of the English word for discourse is the use of words to exchange thoughts and ideas. The definition of the word emanating means to send something out, to give something out. God gave us his prophecy for a reason. It serves a most important purpose. He is warning and preparing us for what is soon to come. Prophecy is the manner God chose to provide mankind proof his word comes via divine inspiration. Stop for a moment and consider, anyone can issue a prediction. That's not the same as prophecy. The dictionary defines prophecy as the prediction of something to come true. Genuine prophecy must actually happen. Estimating and guessing is not prophecy, even if the odd bit of speculating is right on. Making a million guesses and getting one or two right is not prophecy. Prophecy is 100% right, each and every time. When God gives us prophecy, there's an expectation following along with it. The word for heed is terio. It means to attend to carefully, to guard. God expects us to listen to the words of prophecy and then heed what they tell us. God uses prophecy for a very specific purpose. It does far more than serve as a warning. It fulfills the role of proof. Prophecy is the reason we know the Bible is true. 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 19 through 21 say, So we have the prophetic word made more sure, which you would do well to pay attention to, as a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns, and the morning star arises in your hearts. But know this first of all, no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but by men moved by the Holy Spirit, as spoken to from God. There is no other entity under heaven, apart from God, which has the ability to speak prophecy. Only God can truly see the future, and tell us about it beforehand. Anyone can make a guess. And upon occasion, some of those will even come true. But God alone has the ability to speak about things no one even knew existed, prior to the time it was spoken about. The Greek word for written is grapho. It means things not to be forgotten. The reason we write things down is so they are not lost. That's what makes a library so valuable. In this way, we can learn on the intellectual backs of those who have gone before. The word for time is kairos and means the decisive epoch waited for, an opportune time. Clearly, the book of Revelation can be described as nothing less than a decisive epoch. The word epoch means an event or time, marked by an event, beginning a new period or development. You may well be wondering, what event? The answer is, the end of the age. The current time frame mankind has resided in for the past 6,000 years is the age being mentioned. So, when will this be? Let's look at the final word. The word is near. In the Greek, it is angus. It means, of times imminent, and soon to come to pass. That explains the purpose for this entire book. It was written on this very subject, solely to answer that specific question. While many books in the Bible discuss the end times, the book of Revelation is the one containing the most detail. The Greek word for revelation is apokalupsis. It means a disclosure of truth, instruction. The English word for disclosure means the act of revealing information. The dictionary defines instruction as the action or process of teaching. What we have just done is break down a single verse. There are over 1,100 of them included herein. The research has already been accomplished for you. While we are not going to take the time to break down each verse, you can choose to do so, for any of them you so wish. The point is, the proof we are now living in the end times is irrefutable, as well as overwhelming. This book will detail the history of how God brought us to this point in time. This information is necessary to see the bigger picture. God has a master plan for humanity. He always has had one. The proof lies in all the events surrounding Israel and the Hebrew people. They play a critical role in facilitating our understanding of God's blueprint for the redemption of mankind. The events of Revelation are all leading to our eternal salvation or damnation. Every person will have a choice to make at some point in the relatively near future. When you're ready, you can proceed on to the 8th section, outline for the end. It can be found on page 17 of your book. If you're listening using the website, just hit the back button on your browser to return to the chapter 1 page. Then click on the section entitled, Outline for the End. If you're listening to the book on a computer or tablet, manually selecting which lesson to listen to next, click on the File Explorer to pull up the thumb drive menu. Then, click on the box for section labeled 1.8, Outline for the End.